Well, hello and welcome to a new year of the White Star Temple podcast. I'm so glad you could join me. And I get a really positive feeling about this year, and I hope you do too. So let's start off with some news. And I'm delighted to share with you that my White Star Temple membership website is finally up and running. Long-term listeners will have heard me speak of this over the last 12 months or so. It's taken some time, but I'm very pleased with the result. So what is the White Star Temple membership? Well, basically it's a members-only website area that features a whole bunch of temple resources for you to explore. I have so much material because the temple's been going pretty much now for at least 8 years. And in that time, I've managed to record most of everything that I've channeled and produced through the temple, from the Ascended Masters and also from the Angelic Realm. So the membership area is a repository of a really expansive resource. And to start off the membership area, I've created a base foundation of resources that is the beginning point of the year ahead. And as part of the library of resources, I've actually included 112 individual items, which includes 67 of the foundation temple recordings, which are the early recordings of the temple, the first 2 or 3 years. Plus, I've included a dozen of the more recent recordings, and I've remastered those recordings to get the best sound from them. I've also included some enhanced meditations as well. And enhanced meditations are basically audio recordings that I've experimented with the stereo field of them. It's quite an immersive experience. And on top of this, as part of the audio library, I'm including what I called commentaries. Basically, I take a particular discourse or meditation from the temple, and I go through it paragraph by paragraph, bringing to it my understanding and intimate detail of these teachings. Because I'm so close to it, because I am the channel of it, and because it's been so many years now, I really do have an in-depth understanding of these teachings. So it made sense to actually share the depth of this understanding through commentaries. So that's just the audio portion of the membership resources. I've also included almost 40 transcripts of the teachings as the starting point. And on top of this, I've included the entirety of my first White Star Temple book, which has, from memory, about 70 discourses in it also, remembering that temple discourses are basically edited transcripts of the original meditation and channelings that I recorded over the years. And lastly, as part of the gallery, I've included the entire first set of my mandala cards called Ascended Master Wisdom, and there's 30 digital cards in that set. All this and more, remembering that this is a subscription-based resource so that I'm adding more meditations, more transcripts, more gallery items, more commentaries, and in the not-too-distant future, more videos to this resource on a monthly basis, which means it's ever-evolving and ever-expanding, which is fantastic. Because there is so much material to the White Star Temple now, I thought this would be the best way to get that material out into the world. I already give away a lot of free material, but I wanted to do more. I wanted to create something that was truly substantial, which is why I've made it subscription-based. The good news is that it's really, really affordable. It's only $90 for the year. That's only $7.50 for a month for a huge resource. My overarching goal, foremost, is to have people accessing the wisdom and the teachings and making use of it. So please do consider coming on board as a member if you enjoy what it is that I present in these podcasts, particularly the meditation, that I'm sure you're going to greatly enjoy the membership area. And also it's my hope and wish that in time, as more people come on board, we can create a community. So now's the time to get on board. It's an introductory price for this year only. I'd love to hear from you. Go to my website, whitestartemple.com, and under the community tab at the top of the screen, in the pull-down menu, you'll find the link to the membership website. I'll also post it in the show notes for this edition. And I must say a big thank you to Maria Blackenvoort. You may remember that in my last episode, I put out the call that people support me as best they can in gaining some new audio equipment so that I can give the best voice to the masters within my ability. And Maria kindly stepped forward and graciously gave me a donation. As a thank you for that donation, I gifted her a year's membership. And I can do the same for you. Well, that's probably the biggest news that I have to share. So let's move along to my favourite segment, of course, your feedback. So we're going to hear from Irfan, who comes from Kenya. And Irfan got in touch and kindly gave me these words. Dear Soltik, your recordings are truly outstanding, and my family and I all love them. I do listen to your recordings at least every 2 days. The space you create is so appealing. We also use the recordings when we go on a silent family retreat. And they are seriously trippy, in the sense that they transport us to a different space where you just want to stay in silence because there's so much life in it. I thank the universe for your work and wish for it to spread far and wide because it has changed the way I see and engage with the world. Many blessings, peace, love and light to you in 2015 and beyond. Irfan. Well, thank you, Irfan. I really do appreciate you taking the time to give me feedback. And I'm delighted that it's not only just you who enjoys these meditations, but your family also. Well, if you'd like to get in touch, please do by email, which is melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And Melchizedek is spelled MelchizedekEDEK. I'd love to hear from you. Well, I recently realized that it's been quite some time since I had somebody on this particular podcast other than myself. So I'd like to share with you some thoughts that a good friend of mine, Susanna, recently gave me of a temple experience that she had in meditation in regards to the angelic realm. So I hope you enjoy this, and I'd love to hear from you too if you've experienced something that you felt touched by or gained some sort of insight from any of the meditations I present. Please do share this with me. So here we go. Susanna says,
just recently I've started tuning in to the White Star Temple energies before dropping off to sleep. Now I have tried this before many years ago and I was unable to sleep because I was buzzing so much with the energy. But I was just called it was like a calling to do so, and I thought I'd tune into the energies and see what happened. And the first time I did this, I really felt the angelic presence come in, and it was blissful and an overwhelming experience because the energies were just so beautiful and powerful. And I really felt like I was traveling. The angelic presence was taking me somewhere, and it was a real feeling of being swept and rushed in this beautiful energy, and almost felt like I was parked a distance from an event that I could witness. And such an event it was. It was like seeing Source, seeing the first thought of Source. And I've heard people describe the central sun, and it was almost like that, this ball of energy. But it wasn't just a visual thing. There was sound, there was emotion. It was incredible. And I felt really blessed. And it was like a communication started, and this halo appeared around what I was seeing. And it felt like that was the birth of the angels. And it reminded me of the lecture, the angelic principle. And I was aware that I was actually, my physical body, I was crying. And yet it seemed so very far away from my physical body. I've never experienced any feeling like it, even though I've had some very powerful experiences within the shelter of the temple. And it felt like Source was communicating with the angelic presence. Not that they were to facilitate a materialization of the thought, not that they were to do that, but that they were there to be of service to having the thought materialize, that they were there to be of service to creation. And I don't know why I would have been picked to have that vision, but it's something that's really stayed with me. This was a couple of weeks ago now, and the feeling that came from that angelic presence was one of protection and beauty and service, but such a raw power that was so overwhelming. I really felt like I got a glimpse, just a human glimpse of Source that, yeah, I can't really put into words because there are no words when you say that. But I just feel so blessed to be able to access that kind of energy, that kind of privilege. And I really thank you very much for introducing me to those energies. So thank you very much, Salty.
As always, I present to you a meditation as channeled by me through the White Star Temple, which I hope you greatly enjoy. And for new listeners, the White Star Temple isn't a literal temple, but it's a name that the masters have given, an energy spectrum or an energy pattern that we go to in meditation to connect with them and with the particular archangels associated with that energy pattern, which we name temple. So this time around, I'm presenting to you Archangel Michael, probably from late last year. So my friends, thank you again for joining me. And once more, I say to you, I'm looking so forward to spending this year again with you. Well, until next time, all the best and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Archangel Michael, who is with you in this moment, as you come into your higher perception, as you find your place within the dimensions of love, being all there is. You sense this keenly as your awareness greatly expands in this moment. It is through the gateway of the heart. So then the heart opens as the vast aperture that it is, and as your divine portal into the higher realms of existence. So as you begin to come into the breath, the heartbeat grows strongly, and your spiritual lungs, so to speak, fill to their infinite capacity. So then come into this expansion. Come into the breath. Come into the heartbeat. Come also into my embrace. Step into my gaze, so to speak. Begin to see truly. To feel the magnificence of your being. For I am raising the temperature of love within you, drawing it to the surface of your consciousness, of your human awareness. So then be open. Everything comes into clear focus. For humanity, there is at times a perception that love does not, in fact, bring clear focus. That it indeed blinds. But I say to you, it is the only form of true vision, this you know. I hold you to me, for it is my wish that you see into the mirror of self in this moment. Expanded as you are, that you come to witness the self in all your beauty, that you set aside all constraint, you are becoming elevated. You are becoming uplifted. You sense this. You feel this. As your spirit begins to soar, fall inward, spiral inward, in gentle yet purposeful movements. For that is our meeting place, do you see? To bring your conscious awareness away from this outward projection called life. To find your interior, that universe within. For I am speaking to you from this inner point. This you know. It is always from within. And though we often speak of higher dimensions, you understand it is language only. For we speak of dimensions of experience, and everything I say to you, absolutely everything, is held within you. The ones you name masters and your guides and teachers, and all the many ones whom love and adore you, they speak to you from within. It cannot be otherwise. That is the meeting place of all. Anything that is without, that is perceived outside of your awareness, is what you call holographic, that is to say, an interplay of light. It takes form through conscious imagery, which then becomes experience, and for you and your humanness becomes mind and emotion. That is the marvel, the exquisiteness of the creative element of consciousness. That it may immerse itself into its own creations. But the source of all is within you. And within you also is every other sentient being within creation. For as we do not inhabit space, we do not inhabit place. This we have said many times over. What we inhabit is conscious awareness. So as you fall inward, as you turn your gaze away from that which is seemingly external, then the truth, if we may name it as such, reveals itself. Of your true existence, and how you each inhabit the other, that there is a dialogue between every soul, come into the breath. Come into this clear vision. That which transports is always love, and its true perspective. Though perhaps these words seem abstract, you are feeling the strength and recognition as you inhabit all else within creation. Then those you name ascended, are not separate from you, which they speak of over and over, for they exist within you. Do you see? And you within them. You may supplant your creations at any time. You may be the ascended one if you so wish it. For it is known to you. It is with you, within you. Your soul chooses its point of awareness. As part of the continuum. So then, dimensions of experience form about your soul. and in keeping with the spiraling nature of existence. The physical dimension of experience features rungs and rungs of lifetimes. This you know. And just as water spirals down a sinkhole, your consciousness, your awareness in human spirit spirals effortlessly through all lifetimes at once. You have long understood the simultaneous nature of time. It occurs through this spiraling movement, remembering that all is a movement. For time winds itself, do you see? It winds along the spiral, forwards, backwards. In the one movement, though I speak not literally, you understand. I speak of things as such. To inspire within you wonderment. Simply wonderment. For I understand how wonderment is a powerful form of inspiration to the human spirit. So much perhaps seems jaded upon your world. And the necessity of routine blunts human excitement. Those who stand beneath the stars gain instant wonderment, do they not? For to look upon the heavens is to ignite the spirit. And then the natural wonders of your earth they are signposts also. For you have spoken of the reflection of spirit in physical form. There are so many occasions for wonderment built into your world, the natural world and the natural cosmos, to remind humanity, to draw to the surface of humanity's awareness, a sense of vastness, of incomprehensible beauty, of scale. The cityscapes obscure this, save that which humanity creates for itself. Which are also feats of wonderment. I say to you, find your inspiration once more. You are ready to be reignited, do you see? That is important. And you may call this a calling if you so wish it. A sense of purpose is so important to the human spirit. The inspiration is all about you. Again, I say it is built in to your world. You are leaving footprints, are you not? These footprints remain for all time, while time exists. They are visible to spirit. Well, clear vision is coming through the heart, this you know. And though we speak of heart and love, understand I speak not of the emotion. But that is your filter. That is the human way. And you are loved for it and with it. It is time to deepen your understanding of love that exists within you. The signature of your love, not found elsewhere within creation. For this signature is absolutely sacred and speaks of so much. It is the foundation of your existence. It is the coordinates of your existence. It is the divine thought of you. You were asked long ago to fall in love. Foremost with the self, the other, and then the one. come into the feeling. For I am raising the temperature of your love. In this moment, falling in love is indeed a falling. It is to fall inward. These words are enough. And I see you. So then you are known, and I am Michael Adonai.